Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I've been stuck in motion.
Moving too fast. 844, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve, tonight doing the Blackhawks pregame. I'll be on with Justin at 7. Pregame at 8:30. Jane is here. Carm's here. And our next guest is a very funny man. He loves pizza and chocolate chip cookies. He's performing at Zany's this week. You can go to Zany's.com for tickets. Our old buddy Pat McGann. It's great to see you, man.
Good to see you, Pete. Good morning.
Are you giving up pizza and chocolate chip cookies for Lent?
No. I don't think I'm giving up anything. I don't know. I haven't come up with anything yet.
You should go to confession for that statement.
You know, we're going to talk to the Cardinal later, and I'm going to ask him if we have to give up.
There's nothing more Catholic than just making your own rules, right? Like bending them to accommodate. You know what? I'll do something positive. That's what people say now, too, right? I'm not giving anything up, but I'm going to do something positive and make more of an impact. Well, it's about sacrifice, but I'm... switch the rules for me. Like, shouldn't you always do something positive? It's kind of... are you into it still? Like the no meat?
I have a mother that goes to church every single day, and I have a sister that is a sister. So yes, I do. I look at it as a diet plan.
Yeah.
So I give up almost everything.
I just love the people that are no meat on Friday, and then they're walking into Shaw's Crab House. Way to
sacrifice.
Way to sacrifice.
It's a huge sacrifice. So yeah, am I the only one giving up stuff for Lent on this show?
Yeah, I haven't decided what I'm going to give up.
So, what are you giving up?
I'm giving up pizza. Because I feel like I eat it all the time. That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Seriously. I gave up.
Like a,
I gave
like
up 8 year old.
What are you giving up? Pizza.
I gave up booze. Voice. I gave up booze 2 years ago.
See, that's legit.
And I was out of it in a week and a half.
Really?
It's like everybody called me as soon as Lent started. Because the Harry Caray toast is always the day after Ash Wednesday, it seems like. And so I'm there at Harry Caray's drinking beer. I'm like, I'll go to confession. That's I'll do something
really,
good.
When you try and like take a break from drinking, that's when you realize
you're sacrificing.
How much you drink. Why don't like, you just, how often you're around it.
Just do something good instead of giving something up. That's my motto.
Did you not hear the first part of the conversation?
No.
I don't know. I tried. I tried to give up swearing, too. It doesn't work. Yeah.
Well, you don't swear, Pete. That's like giving up nothing.
I left my house today at 4:30 in the morning with my hand on the horn. You drive around in the city, you're cussing at people. Because they're not driving fast enough or paying attention.
That's something I could work on.
Okay.
I don't,
swearing.
Road rage. I don't see you as a swearer. I don't see you as a drinker. Right. I see you as so perfect. Not that anything is...
Thank you. That's what I want to hear.
Swearing or pizza doesn't, you know.
McGann's looking at me like, no. Besides doing Zany's this week, you're opening for Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
One of the funniest comedians today.
Yeah, he is a beast. Just a monster.
How did you two hook up?
We met actually at Zany's when I was a house MC there, and he was coming through. And then I would, when he came, kind of grew out of Zany's and started doing, like, he taped a Showtime special here a few years ago.
Right.
And I opened for him there. So then we kind of get a call sometimes or an email when he was in the area. And then we were both booked for a corporate gig for Kohl's. Kohl's corporate.
Are
the department store?
Yeah. They had a big conference down in Orlando. And he was the main act. And then they booked me to open. And then, so there we were, kind of working together again. And then he started...
Two Chicago guys. He grew up in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, he's Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
So he's been great to me now. Now I've done, like, the last year, probably, like, I don't know how many dates with him. Probably 50 dates. And
well, let's go back to the Kohl's thing. You get free clothes for that? I mean, socks? Pair of pants?
He loves Kohl's, by the
way. Really?
This is why he's
everything's 40 to 60% off all the time.
And then
there's
you get bucks.
It's just some great deals.
Crazy.
My mom's always like, you got to get to Kohl's. They're having an eye. If you have eyebrows, they're going to be 10% off.
You're not going to believe it. It's just crazy. And then they sell the Kind bars now at the checkout because you're in line for so long and you want something to eat. A little snack. I saw you open for Sebastian at the Chicago Theater. That was 2 years ago?
It was, yes, yeah, it was. No, like a year and a half.
Okay. I immediately sent you a text after the show because...
Because I wasn't dressed up enough.
You were wearing jeans and a flannel? Was that right?
Was not wearing a flannel.
So he texted you and said, what are you wearing on stage?
So the first night, I wore a suit
mm-hmm.
because I thought Chicago Theater and boom.
Yeah.
Sebastian
it's a big
was just...
deal.
He's a little bit more casual.
Yeah.
You know, he's, so I was like, I'm not going to wear a suit if he's not wearing a suit. So I switched.
Mm-hmm. Just back to wear your comfy clothes.
Just be comfortable.
Oh. And yeah. Sebastian comes out.
And Pete was highly offended.
No, but what else did I say? I said you brought down the house. You killed it that night.
Oh, it was fun. It was, you know, I was able to do some Chicago stuff that I've kind of, you know, being a Chicago, you know, comic from Chicago, I've developed some Chicago material, and that's a little bit of cheating. It's like a home game.
No, it's okay.
It was great. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to, we're doing it again in March.
I can't wait. I hope to get in there.
You're not going to get let
in. It's sold out in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear?
What are you going to wear?
He's got, he's taping a special in April. We're doing Radio City.
Wow.
He sold out 6 shows there. We're doing Air Canada Center in Toronto. He sold that out, 20,000 people.
Wow. That's impressive. Wow. Yeah, he's a funny dude.
Yeah.
I met him probably when you met him, when he was coming up, and now it's just, I don't get a text back.
Very good.
You can ask him about that. we're going to take a quick break, but you and I are doing a cancer fundraiser.
Yes.
Coming up next month that we're going to talk about.
March 8th, right? Yeah. In the Grange.
Yes. In just a second. Pat McGann's here. Go to Pat McGann. What's your website?
Pat McGann Comedy.
PatMcGannComedy.com.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:55 in studio with us is Pat McGann, performing at Zanies this week. Go to Zanies.com for tickets. He'll also be performing at Comedy for Cancer on Thursday, March 8th at the LaGrange Theater. You can go to GoombayBash.com/Comedy for Cancer for tickets. I'm going to be hosting this event, Pat.
Yes, looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Now, as a host, do I need to write material?
You can. Just do your thing.
What's my thing? I mean,
you're Pete McMurray.
Yeah, but I have you. I got
come on,
Annabella
do an
Ball.
Auto show read.
I got Annabella Ball and Mike Toomey.
Just bring that script. That'll be fine.
I need material. You got to write something for me.
No, I'll help you.
I'm not gonna leave.
You'll just come
give
out
you my
and
good
I
material.
Think you just be a host, Pete, and you let the funny people be funny. Yeah.
All right.
You've done this before.
I know, but I don't know if I've opened for 3 comedians.
Yeah, then bring some jokes. We'll talk.
All right. Can we exchange text messages?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I like this.
You can just base it on your personal life, right?
Right.
All these funny things with your wife that you talk about?
All the proceeds go to the H Foundation, GoombayBash.com. Have you guys been to the Goombay Bash at
Navy
Pier?
I have not.
I have.
Well, we have a mutual friend that got me connected to this, so I'm looking forward to it. I heard great things about the foundation and happy to be a part of it.
It goes to fund research for cancer. Here in Chicago at Lurie's Cancer Center. It's unbelievable.
So this is the Goombay Bash, which happens at Navy Pier.
Yes.
This is not in place of it. This is in addition to.
Yes.
I love that.
Comedy for Cancer.
Great.
To remind people that the Goombay Bash is coming up during the summertime. So you're going to help me with material.
Yes.
Okay.
I will definitely help.
3 kids. How are things going?
Good. Crazy.
Okay. You're on the road.
Yeah, and you know sometimes it's not bad.
Like, and your wife hates
one
you?
Or two nights. Yeah.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. What'd you get her?
I'm working on it. I just got back in town.
You need to get something.
Yeah, we'll go out.
Well, you know, you're up early now, so you can just go right down the street. There's a bunch of stores on Michigan
Avenue. They're just opening up for me right now.
Yeah.
I'll go out there. And
I mean, after 3 kids, the romance is gone. Come on.
It's not gone, but it's, you know, it's just different. It's
here
about
is,
the kids.
Here is date night with my wife. It's like, hey, do you want to meet at 9:30 and watch an episode of something on Netflix? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll see you then.
Right.
That's great.
That's nice.
Right.
We're not even there. If we're home, it's not happening.
But there's that calm when all the kids go to bed and it's like, okay. And you don't really want to talk to your spouse. You just kind of want to sit there and quiet. Maybe read.
Right.
Or watch a show like Bloodline and catch up. It's nice.
We like going out, but it's like we go out with other couples a lot. And that's always, you know,
fill the conversation. I like that.
Married couples just compete with how tired you are. That's like everyone's like, we're exhausted. It's like, then why are we here? Why don't we just go home
and sleep
and lay down? But then the drinks start coming, and then all the women at the end of the table start making like bigger plans. You know, like we're talking about going to Australia down here. Just the couples. It's like that's never gonna. It took us 6 months to put this dinner together. 3 couples canceled today.
It never works.
No.
Do you ever have those when the guy calls you up and says, "Hey, let's have a few drinks," and next thing you know, it's 1:00 in the morning. You're like, I can
go all night.
Yes.
Then you wake up the next day. I will never go out that late ever again.
Last night I did Zanies, and a buddy came in, a comic, Kevin Bozeman, who's like
very
just
funny.
A great.
Yeah.
He's a tremendous comedian, but also like a great friend. I didn't know he was coming. He just like popped in, and then so it's like your plans changed. Like I was going home. I was going to bed. And all of a sudden I'm like, he's like, "You want to get some food?" And we're talking in the back of the comedy club. And go out. It's just like you just get sucked in, right?
Right. And it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's fun at the time, but the next morning, you have to get up early. The back of your head, you're like, I got to get home. And you're like, but this is great. Yeah, I want to see you, and let's go out to eat and have a couple drinks.
I love it. So I'll see you March 8th, and you're going to help me write material.
Yes.
I love
it. It's going to be
great. Zanies.com and your website again, opening for Sebastian next month. When is here? April?
We're at the Chicago Theater the first weekend in March, and then the second weekend we're at the Rosemont Theater.
That's right. Because he's got family out there, and he doesn't want to waste all the tickets downtown.
I think those are all probably sold out, but if I'm going to be at Zanies tonight and then tomorrow for Valentine's Day. Great date night.
Right.
Come on out.
Yeah.
Sounds like I just swore. just bleep me out.
That's the beep at the top of the hour.
Valentine's Day is a bad word.
We're joined in by CLTV. You can wave to the camera there. Pat McGann, thanks for coming in, man. It's
thanks
good
for
to
having
see
me,
you.
Guys.